Fred Film Radio, when East meets West, Trieste, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from When East Meets West, and today I'm in company of producers and director Bojana Papp and Judith Stalter. Welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hello.
And they're here to present their documentary film, Partisan and Courtesan, How to Be the Niece of a Dictator. They're here to pitch their film because they're looking for co-productions and word sales, and they'll tell me more about it. So what's the genesis of this documentary?
It's rather if I say, because as a director, I met this woman a couple of years ago. I went to a discussion, and she told basically her life story, which is amazing. So I got interested and started to talk about making a film with her. She also wrote a book about it because she was the niece of one of the most famous Hungarian dictator, Mátyás Rákosi. And at the very early age, she was a child in Moscow, and then she went to become a partisan during the Second World War. She was traveling with 2,000 men, the only woman herself in this partisan unit. And then she became the wife of the head of the secret service in Hungary. And after they were working in the communist center or kind of communist center of Hungary, her husband died mysteriously. And then at the age of 56, she became a prostitute. So I thought it's a very interesting story to show to other people as well.
It looks like she lived like 10 lives.
Minimum. Yeah, that's why I was also very interested from the beginning, because of this very special, unique female perspective, what we can study through her life. And it's a wild landscape of the history of the 20th century. And I believe this could be a nice example and further surviving strategies for the new girls and women and females all over the world. So I think there is a big international potential in this documentary.
What I liked about the trailer that you showed, or some like scenes, is that you can feel like a love for life. Like it's something that it's becoming more and more like rare, and it's difficult to explain it. But even when she's talking about her experience as a prostitute, it's totally different from her idea of what it could be or it should be.
Exactly. So I think she's the biggest punk that we ever seen. So I think she's really fantastic, and this kind of energy for life, and all the stages are different, but she all the time found the positive side of it. And I think it's a crucial way of thinking, and it's a nice example for the 21st century as well.
And how do you plan to structure the documentary?
The basic idea is to tell her story through the time. I mean, she's telling her story by herself in a very long interview, and we want to combine it with archives and animation. So basically, it's based on the timeline, I mean, how the events happened to her, but I'm not sure about it. But the basic structure is that this interview, archives and animations will show her life.
What are you looking for here in terms of co-productions, word sales?
Mainly co-production partners and broadcasters. We secured 20% of the budget from at home, but we are planning to apply for other Hungarian sources, but in the same time we'd like to know the international possibilities as well. And we are searching for Russian interest and contact for possibly free archives. And that's why we came here to Trieste.
Okay, so if you could, what do you want to tell our listeners? You know, we're like a radio specialized in festivals and especially focusing on the trade. So we have a lot of listeners coming from the industry, cinema industry. So if you, what would you like to tell them in terms of pitching your story?
There are a lot of reasons because of its. First of all, it's a very strong main character, and it's it will be a special historical film, which is based on a personal story. And for me, it's the biggest keyword is the optimism and the love of the life. And this is something what we still need. And it's also nice to laugh and cry in the same time, because it's an important thing for your soul. And I think it's for the female audience, it's definitely a new perspective of about the girls, the courtesan girls, and I think it's useful.
And I think it's international. I mean, it's set in Hungary, but you get attached to this character and to this person, even if you have never experienced anything of what she went through.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
And all of that I felt from a trailer. So, can you imagine the documentary?
Yeah. So, also in our region and this ex-communist countries, it's very easy to understand. And also for the Westerners, through the guests of our main characters, it's another perspective, and to combine these two together, it makes the whole film understandable for all around the world.
So, girls, good luck, and I really hope to meet you when you're gonna present your film at the festival, because we're trying to follow as many festivals as we can. So I wish you good luck, and I can't wait to watch the whole film.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we've been talking to Bojana Papp and Judith Stalter, a producer and director of Partisan and Courtesan, How to Be the Niece of a Dictator. And I'm Chiara Nicoletti from When It Meets West for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.